This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF. I'm Mark Magnuson. United States farmers are incredibly good at what they do. Not only do they farm sustainably and efficiently, but they are finding ways to increase productivity seemingly every growing season. With that increased productivity comes a growing need for market opportunities for U.S.-grown commodities. We will hear more with President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, Jeff Cooper, next.
Sharpen herbicide takes your burn down up a notch, going from burn down to
3 to 5 times faster burn down.
From strict tank mix limitations to
awesome tank mix compatibility.
And from controlling some weeds to
controlling more than 80 of the toughest broadleaf weeds.
Including mare's tail. Because if it can't control mare's tail, it's pretty much just fancy water. So
sharpen up your burn down
with Sharpen herbicide, powered by Kixor technology from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
One avenue that would instantly boost demand for U.S. corn would be legislation at the federal level that allows for year-round sales of E15 across the country.
Well, there's a tremendous opportunity to boost demand for farmers through year-round E15. If E15 entirely replaced gasoline across the country, that would create new demand for about 5 or 6 billion gallons of ethanol, which means another 2 or 2.5 billion bushels of corn demand, which we know is sorely needed today. You know, farmers are wrapping up a record harvest. We know the crop coming in this year is the largest it's ever been.
That is the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, Jeff Cooper, who says that farmers would benefit immensely from federal legislation allowing for E15 sales all year.
Farmers are looking for new market opportunities, new demand opportunities, and a home for that increased productivity. We know American farmers are the best in the world at what they do. That productivity is going to continue to increase. So, you know, our job in the ethanol industry is to help find a home for that increased production.
Cooper says that he is confident that E15 legislation will eventually be passed by Congress, but the next viable opportunity for legislation to be included needs to be identified soon. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those 5 daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.